Welcome to our Sunday night Bible study. Tonight we're going to be studying on five steps to become a prayer warrior. Today in our society we need prayer more than anything. We need to pray for the lost. We need to pray for those that are sick. We need to pray for all those in our hospitals. We need to pray for those that don't know Jesus at all. And we need to pray for our churches that are declining because of this COVID pandemic. The title Prayer Warrior describes a Christian who has a strong like-mindedness for and a gifting in his or her prayer life. Though all believers are called to pray, certain people turn to God more quickly and confidently in response to the ups and downs of life. And they are willing to offer up prayers to God for others as well as themselves. I've been blessed to know several prayer warriors in churches I've pastored over the years. Each of them made lifting up prayers and concerns a priority and a habit that was as natural as breathing. They all ended up doing a unique kind of ministry in and beyond the church walls. I want you to open your Bibles tonight to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and let's read verses 10 through 18. The Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Notice verse 18. "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching here thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this word tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the time we have together tonight. We pray, God, that you'll bless this message. Lord, you'll bless those that are here tonight. Bless those around us, Lord, that could not come for whatever reason. Bless those in the hospitals and the nursing homes, those that are sick with COVID. We ask you, Father, that you'll just bless them, heal their bodies. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen. What does it mean to be a prayer warrior? Well, the word warrior usually conjures up the image of someone in a military uniform of some type, whether armor or fatigues. We picture them carrying offensive and defensive weapons, and we assume the person has been trained in fighting and hopefully in strategic thinking as well. It might not seem like this image can be associated with prayer, but the Apostle Paul dedicated a section of his letter to the Ephesians to this analogy. He wanted us, as followers of Christ, to understand that we are engaged in a war and we are always should be in tune with Satan. We should always know that we need to have a strong prayer life because Satan is always on the battle. He's always after us, so we need more prayer warriors in this land. We need more prayer warriors in our churches. Now, the Apostle Paul dedicated a section of his letter to the Ephesians to this analogy. He wanted us as followers of Christ to understand that we are always engaged in a war of attrition against Satan. Notice what he says, praying always in the Spirit, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we should be always in prayer. Paul goes on the list, the pieces of the armor and the weapons we have in Christ to overcome the enemy's attacks. Then he finishes with an appeal for us to pray as a way to gain victory in the battle. Secondly, we're going to look at the characteristics of a prayer warrior. The prayer warriors that I have known shared a few similar traits. They are worshipful, seeking the glory of God. They are God-centered, focused on His greatness and mercy. They are empathetic, able to meet and accept people just as they are. They are persevering, determined to repeatedly lift up prayer requests to God. They are loving, wanting to help bring about God's will for others. I also noticed a mindset that these warriors tend to have. They are alert and ready, being sensitive to the needs of others and acting quickly. Paul encouraged us to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. They trust in God's goodness, lifting up requests, knowing He always answers. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 says this, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him." I want you to notice 1 John for just a minute. Paul didn't say, "This we believe." He said, "In this we have confidence." Notice that word, confidence, "that we have in Him," talking about the confidence we have in God, "that if we ask anything according to God's will, He hears us." Now you may be a person that does not believe in prayer. You may be a person that does not trust that God hears every prayer. But notice what Paul says here. He says, if we ask anything according to God's will, He does hear us. And we know that if He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Now, those prayer warriors that I knew, they submit to God, calling upon Him with a sense of awe and expectation. James chapter 5, verse 16 says this, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now, I want you to notice that passage as well. Confess your faults one to another. Now, that has a key to it. If we don't ask God for forgiveness of our sins, David said, "If I regard sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." So, that first part of that passage is very important. Confess your faults one to another. Confess your sins. Confess your faults. Confess everything that is wrong in your life before you come to God. And then he says, pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, many people don't believe in healing today, but this passage lets us know that through prayer, people can be healed. Through prayer, if it's God's will. Now, you have to keep this in mind. If it's God's will, God will heal them. If it's their time to go, God may not answer your prayer for healing. If it's their time to go, God may delay that prayer. But notice the last part of that. The effectual, that means the never-ending, always abounding, fervent prayer of a righteous man, what does it do? It availeth much. In other words, if a bunch of righteous people get together and bring a prayer request to God, God hears that. And even if one righteous man goes before the throne of God and asks God to heal somebody, God can heal that person. Now, let's look at some prayer warriors in the Bible real quick. First, King David. Psalms 4, verse 1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteous. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Secondly, we sing King Jehoshaphat was a man of prayer. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Notice King Jehoshaphat did not try to solve all of his problems himself. He brought his request to God. He was a prayer warrior. Notice what he said, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Thirdly, we see that Jeremiah was a prayer warrior. Notice in Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 18 through 19, the Bible says, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? Notice Jeremiah was a man of God. He brought his request to God. Notice what he said. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Notice he said, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Notice Jeremiah brought his prayer to God. He was a prayer warrior. And then we notice Paul was a prayer warrior. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through verses 11 through 12. Notice, the Bible says, ye also help together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to youward. Notice Paul was a prayer warrior. Notice he brought his prayers to God. He brought everything to God. And notice he poured his heart out to God in prayer. Fifthly, we see that Jesus was a prayer warrior. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, Jesus went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Jesus always prayed to his heavenly Father. He was a prayer warrior. He brought his prayers to God and poured out his heart to God so that God would answer his prayers, so that he knew that God was always with him. Now, five ways to become a prayer warrior. There are five unique ways that we all can become a prayer warrior. God may be calling you to become more of a prayer warrior in your church or family. Ask him to confirm that in your heart. Let him change your spirit and shift your attitudes to align with his. Then be obedient to do your part in the process, which should include, number one, having more of a hunger for God and his word. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Warriors I've known absolutely love being in God's word, and seek to be in his presence daily. They want to gain knowledge of Scripture to be able to speak in their prayers, and they base their confidence partly on their own experiences with the Lord. Listen, I have some of those experiences. I can tell you firsthand that I was a man of prayer. I prayed to God often. I do today, and I did in my early ministry, because I needed more of God's Spirit. I was in his Word, and I hungered for God and more of his Word. Any new preacher, anybody that is called into the ministry, need to be hungry for God's Word. They need to be hungry for God, and they need to pray often. The second thing that you need to do, the second part in the process, would include having a greater desire to be used by God. Now, not many people want to be used by God. That is a problem we have in many of our churches today. We have more people that want to sit on the pew. They want to sit on the pew and not be a worker for the kingdom of God. But Paul was a worker for the kingdom of God. Notice what he says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Paul says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Listen, I've seen people who are natural prayer warriors and people who in time grew into that role. But all of them started with a love of prayer and an eagerness to serve God. They didn't have to know everything. They just had to have a stirring in their spirit to follow the Lord's call. All of us should understand that we are all the children of God, and we are all called to speak the truth, and we are all called to pray. We are all called to follow God. We are all called to be all that we can be for God's kingdom. So, it is very important that we all should have a greater desire to be used by God. Now, the third thing is that's part in the process should include, seek more of God's Holy Spirit. Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Listen very carefully to my friend, that when we pray in the Spirit, we always should go to Him for help in our prayers. We should always ask Him what we should pray for. We should always be obedient to go to the Holy Spirit, seek His wisdom, seek Him to know what to pray for, because He knows the mind of God. He is in tune with what God has in tune for our life. He is in tune with what God has for other people's lives. So we need to go to the Holy Spirit and ask Him, God, what is it you would have me pray for? Holy Spirit, give me the desire to pray. Give me your Spirit so that I might pray for things that need to be prayed for. Because even the most seasoned Christians find themselves not knowing what or how to pray on occasion. Prayer warriors always rely on the Holy Spirit to lead them. Even when they do have something in mind to lift up to God, they have the wisdom to ask the Spirit to join with them in prayer. Fourthly, your part in the process of becoming a great prayer warrior is feeling a greater sense of concern for others. You cannot be a prayer warrior unless you have a great sense of concern for others. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Prayers are impactful when they are motivated by love. True warriors approach every aspect with care and respect, and they see the value in lifting up needs, whether they know the person being prayed for or not. Now, fifthly, and this is important, fifthly, your part in the process would include learning how to rely more on God's strength and endurance. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. A former pastor friend of mine used to call prayer one of the frontline ministries of our church. Those who became prayer warriors learned quickly that it is both satisfying and demanding. Listen, to be a prayer warrior is very satisfying. When you pray for somebody and that prayer is answered, it is very satisfying. When you pray for that person and they're healed, it is very satisfying. But it is also demanding. It is demanding to devote yourself to God in prayer. It is demanding to always go to Him for everything. It is demanding to ask God to give you the strength to pray. So learn how to rely more on God's strength and endurance. To avoid burnout, they acknowledge God as the source for their ability and energy to do the work and lean on Him rather than themselves. Finally, God calls us all to prayer. He calls us to see prayer as a powerful tool, a way to relate with our Heavenly Father, a way to express our need for Him, a way to show the Lord devotion and trust, as a tangible way to support others. In addition, prayer warriors learn how to use prayer as an effective weapon in spiritual warfare. They make a lifestyle of turning to God, lifting up requests to God, waiting in expectation for God to answer that prayer. Romans 12, verse 12. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Listen, my friend, these five steps are how you can become a great prayer warrior. It takes these five steps that we've mentioned tonight to become a great prayer warrior, and I want to mention them again. I want you to write these things down, and I want you to hold them in your heart, and I want you to go back to them any time that you need help with becoming a great prayer warrior, because that's what we need in our church today. We need more than anything prayer warriors. We need prayer warriors that are eager to pray. Pray for others. Pray for the people that are sick. Pray for the people that are lost. Pray for the people that don't know Jesus. And pray for those that are not coming to church. Five ways to become a prayer warrior. And I want to mention them one more time, and I want you to write them down. Number one, have more of a hunger for God and His Word. How can you become a prayer warrior without knowing God's Word? You can't. You must know God's Word and have a hunger both for God and His Word to be a prayer warrior. You must have a hunger to know that God is going to answer your prayers. As Jeremiah said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now that was God speaking to Jeremiah. Call unto me. Call unto me. God is begging him to call unto him, and he will answer his prayers. The second step to becoming a great prayer warrior is having a great desire to be used by God. Listen, if you are a prayer warrior, you must be willing to be used by God to pray for people even though you don't know them. Pray for them. Pray earnestly for them. Remember what we read? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So remember, you must have a great desire to be used by God to pray for people. The third step is seek more of God's Holy Spirit. Now we learned earlier when we talked about this that the Holy Spirit knows what we need to pray for. He knows the mind of God. He knows everything that people need in their life. So we must rely on the Holy Spirit to pray for the people in this land. The fourth thing, feeling a greater sense of concern for others. Without a concern for others, how are you going to be a good prayer warrior? Because a good prayer warrior prays for others. He always is lifting up people. He's always praying for those that need prayer. He's always praying for those that need something that they cannot get themselves. And fifthly and lastly, write this down. Learning how to rely more on God for strength and endurance. You remember the first verse we read in Ephesians chapter 6? Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So, learning how to rely more on God for strength and endurance. Because praying for others is a demanding task. It's both satisfying and demanding. Listen, my friend. Yes, you'll be satisfied when somebody that you've been prayed for, when God answers that prayer. But it is also a demanding thing to do. It's also a demanding thing to lift somebody up every day. Pray for that person every day. Seek God's will for that person every day. Pray for that person every day. Offer your prayers up to Him every single day. Listen, my friend, always pray that God would give you the strength and endurance to pray for people and give you the ability to lift up prayers. God calls all of us to be prayer warriors. Though there are not many that are prayer warriors in church, God calls us all to be prayer warriors. Remember Romans 12, verse 12? Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. God wants us to be instant in prayer. Not only rejoicing in hope, not only patient in tribulation, but continually praying for others. It's the same thing that Paul taught us in Ephesians chapter 6 when he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Not just a few saints, but all saints. God wants us to be prayer warriors, and these five steps will help you in that task. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the time we have together tonight. And we pray, God, that you'll take this message and use it in the lives of the people in this church. We all know we need to be prayer warriors. We need to pray for others, and we need to pray for the lost. And Lord, if we'll follow these five steps that we've outlined tonight, we will become great prayer warriors. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you for answering our prayers when we offer them up. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen.